Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for January the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Best of all, we the people can get involved using the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers and restore the republic. It's called checks and balances, and we the people have an involvement. Remember, the Declaration of Independence clearly articulates they get their power derived from the consent of the governed. That means we have the power, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let them forget that. And when we elect a sheriff, a county commission, when we elect a governor, a legislative body, they all have specific guidelines. That's right. They have specific rules. They have specific responsibilities. And the fact is, they don't have unlimited ability to do whatever they want to do. Do they? No, they do not. So there you have that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now that, wow, there's a lot going on, isn't there? And we need to hold them accountable for what's going on, don't we? And I don't know what the heck is happening with that, right? I just don't know what is up with that. I got to email my guest here. I'm all by myself. Call on first break, I'll have to tell her, right? Okay. I got to say you or she will get confused if I just say call on first break. There you go. All right, call on first break. I'll get that done. I'll call her. I just can't dial the phone and talk and do all that stuff at the same time. I got the recap of yesterday's show anyway. So we'll do that. Then we'll grab our guest. It's kind of a crazy morning in the studio here. You know, behind the scenes, it's always insane. It's always insane live radio, man, because time waits for no man, right? And so whenever things are a little bit different and you have to scramble and stuff like that, then, you know, hey, got to get her done, right? Anyway, good things are happening everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, and we're prospering. We're growing thanks to you and your financial and prayers and all kinds of support. It's because of you that we're even able to do what we do every day, day in and day out. 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, we're on the air live. 2 hours a day, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. The rest of the time, 22 hours a day, we're looking at the news and preparing and gathering facts and guests and people, and the roundtable continues and marches on, right? Anyway, so when we have a glitch here or there, because we don't have massive staffs. You know, some of these people have 20 people on the staff, and if one person's gone, it's like, it's okay. We all cover for them, no problem. When one of our people are gone, they're so critical, so crucial, so vital that it's like, whoa. I'm not saying we can't survive. Thank heavens we can, but it's a massive hole. Because we're so grateful for what they do. We're so dependent on their talents and their dedication to the sacred cause of liberty. So anyway, it's a long story, but our producer's out today. And so I'm kind of running both duties, which is okay. It's no big deal. Don't mean to complain about it. But I want you to kind of understand behind the scenes what's happening. I could just move on and you probably wouldn't know anything about it. You might just say, things aren't produced as well as they usually are. You're probably right. But I would say that, you know what? I could do that, but you wouldn't know. I want you to know what it takes to make these things happen. We operate on an absolute thin dime, first of all. We call it the Widow's Mite Network because we're just on pennies compared to everybody else. We also don't depend on Google and all these big old, you know, people that are going to deplatform us and shut us down and steal our revenue. We're not dependent on those people. And that's mainly one of the biggest reasons we have to run it on such a thin dime because, hey, on one hand, we don't have the resources that others have. Finances and otherwise. On the other hand, if things go bad, we don't even hardly know because we've been running on a thin dime so much. It reminds me of a person that I knew, and they lived in Mexico. And I talked to them about it, and I said, you know, hey, is the economy trouble down there? And they're like, you know what? We live so inexpensively. We live on such a thin dime that we don't even know when the economy is good or bad to us. It's just the same. It's kind of like that in radio for us. Anyway, our producer, we're grateful for all the work that our producers do, and we know they're so valuable. And I don't bring that up in any way to, for 1 second, make you believe that they're not doing great. But they have lives, and they're humans too. And when they are busy, we just have to do our best to make do. Anyway, I digress, except I wanted you to kind of understand behind the scenes. And if you say, man, things just aren't produced very well, Sam. I know, because I'm doing it myself, and our producers do a way better job than I do. That's all. But now I'm checking the stream. All right, so there you go. Anyway, so that's happening. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention. A recap of yesterday's broadcast starts now. News goes remote again amid COVID-19 surge. What a shame that is. But again, that's what they're all doing. They're all melting down because of COVID-19 because they really believe the lie. They're having empty studios or empty, you know, no fans, no whatever you want to call them, groupies in their audiences. If it's a talk show, a pundit show, whatever. If it's a news show, they're literally distanced. Joe Biden came out and spoke and said, get vaxxed, please. He took off his mask. He said, don't worry, we're 10 feet apart. It's okay. But he's got his mask off and everything else. But then he's telling everybody to wear your mask, get vaccinated. Please, please, please. It's the only way. But folks, everybody's locking down. Australia, New Zealand. They're all melting. Israel, they're all melting down, even though they're vaxxed to the hilt. The more vaxxed, the more they're melting down. Isn't it at some point, ladies and gentlemen, obvious? I guess not. We talked about Dr. Robert Malone on the Joe Rogan podcast. U.S. in mass formation psychosis over COVID-19. Jack Phillips wrote the article. Great article, by the way. Our government is out of control on this, Malone said about vaccine mandates, and they are lawless. They completely disregard ethics. They completely disregard the federal common rule. These mandates are explicitly illegal and are explicitly inconsistent with the Nuremberg Code, Malone said during his interview with Rogan. They're flat out illegal and they don't even care. New York City even struggling to keep going amidst the virus spiked. Over 80% of New Yorkers vaxxed. Doesn't matter. They're melting down. Puerto Rico faces COVID cases. 85% have had one shot. 75% fully vaxxed. A significant number boosted. They're melting down. Nearly 85% of those in Puerto Rico have received at least one vaccine. More than 2,100 government school district nationwide closed their doors. Whoopi Goldberg and her crew tested positive, even though they've all been vaxxed and boosted. Senators and everybody. Fauci admits that overinflated number of children hospitalized because of the COVID. The national average price for used cars through the roof, $29,000, a 42% increase since before the COCO. We had Bridie on TV with us, second hour simulcast, and we had an incredible guest, Gary Haven. He was founder of Curves International back in the day. Now he pilots a new mission, writes CBN, Christian Broadcasting News. Gary is a film producer and an actor known for Roe versus Wade 2019, Amerageddon in 2016, and Mission Aaron 2014, Christian Films doing a great job, Gary Haven. And we talked about our predictions for 2022, and the prediction that I had was called Operation Truth Tellers. Yeah. You know, we're getting out and telling the truth like nobody's business, ladies and gentlemen. It's phenomenal to see. And we're challenging. Our greater numbers will force the truth and reject the deceptive narrative of the government in bed with the dishonest press. That's right. That's what we're doing. Archives of the broadcast, if you want audio, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. But if you want video of the second hour, because remember, we simulcast on video with Bridie on TV, you go to bridieontv.com. So listen carefully. Brighteon.tv is the website for the live stuff. It's brighteontv.com. No, it's just brighteon.com. Sorry, guys. Is where you get the archives. I'm hesitating because I'm trying to do this on the fly and think about it, where you go and everything. Anyway, great stuff. Brighteon, great partner. And, man, just cool stuff. Cool people doing cool things is what's going on. And I really want to highlight this deal. The Eagle Forum in Utah is having an event Saturday. UtahEagleForum.com, but check it out. You got to get tickets, but it's all day 8 to 5 with incredible speakers and boosts and a whole lot more this Saturday in Salt Lake City. And I highlight that because we will be going to that event. And it's our prayer that you can see us there. Anyway, they say a year after January 6th, democracy's in peril, but they can't agree on why. USA Today with a big old poll. Why do you poll people about democracy? We don't even have a democracy. What are you even talking about? Right? What the heck are you even talking about, man? All right, quick pause. I'll be right back. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Thanks for understanding. I just wanted you to know, man, when one of our people are gone, boy, howdy do we miss them. We're so grateful for what they do. Holy moly. When somebody's not in our normal work, you know, wow, it's tough. We're grateful for them. We're grateful for you. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips as always, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live. Hard-hitting talk always, 6 days a week. How many shows are 6 days a week? We take a break on the Sabbath because the good Lord asked us to. But other than that, we want to do news literally 24-7, tell you the tale, keep you up on what is happening. And we're making a huge, huge difference. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. Ladies and gentlemen, Becky Akers with us, well-known anarchist, well-known for her books, her incredible books about Benedict Arnold, about We the People. Her work has appeared in the Christian Science Monitor and literally everywhere. And she's an author. Hailstorm, that's about Nathan Hale, one of the greatest patriots to ever live. And then Abducting Arnold, revolutionary new novels. Get them before they're banned. Becky, welcome back.
Thank you, Sam. It's always a pleasure and a privilege.
All right. There's so much to talk about. There's literally so little time. I want to discuss this with you. Dr. Robert Malone, who is virtually the guy that developed the mRNA technology. He's for vaccines for the most part. He's been for them his whole life. He's been involved in it really almost as long as Anthony Fauci. And he's said some really bold, noble things as of late that I want to pick your brain on. Number one, he says, hey, I wouldn't give these children vaccinations. They're experimental. I just wouldn't do it. I'm advising you not to do it. We don't know the downstream effects. This is insane. This is not wise. And then he went on furthermore and now has doubled down and literally took issue with Fauci and said, hey, we've all known for the last 40, 50 years in the epidemiology world that you know what? Fauci's just a liar. He doesn't tell the truth. He's just, and we all just know it. We know Fauci's aggressive and hostile, and he just lies. He's a perpetual liar, and we just shrug our shoulders. We've done it for 50 years. We don't know what to say about him. But on the Joe Rogan show, he made himself very, very clear. U.S. has now embraced mass formation psychosis over COVID-19. That's an article by Jack Phillips. And then he goes on to say, our government is out of control on this, Malone said. Talking about vaccine mandates, he says they are lawless. They completely disregard bioethics. They completely disregard the federal common rule is what he calls it. These mandates are explicitly illegal and are explicitly inconsistent with the Nuremberg Code, Malone continued. They are flat out illegal, and they don't even care. Do you want to respond to that, Becky?
I'd like to go back to the very first point you were making, because every single thing you said is so intensely incisive and really describes our situation. Malone is not the only person to point out Fauci's really horrific character. I'm finding across the internet many people are starting to refer to Fauci as an American Dr. Mengele. And anyone who has seen extracts from Robert Kennedy's tome, The Real Anthony Fauci, anyone who's read the book can understand exactly why he's being called that. He has slaughtered orphans, okay? He's just like Mengele, experimenting on little kids, funding research, okaying grants to other equally heinous parties who would experiment on children, on orphans who had no one to defend them. Killing these children. It's a shame that the Beagles got more attention than the orphans did, but he's very well known for slaughtering and torturing to death helpless animals. Another guy, Kerry Mullis, who invented the PCR test, who is on record in 2019 saying, this test is not diagnostic. This test is never intended to diagnose disease. And what did the CDC do a couple of months later? Yes, set the PCR test as diagnostic for COVID. Conveniently, Mr. Mullis died right before all that. But he is on record with an interview from 2019, not only explaining that his test was never meant to diagnose any illness, but also echoing Dr. Malone's condemnation of Fauci. This guy is a psychopath. This guy lies. This guy has unlimited power. He has a stranglehold on the medical profession. Anyone he doesn't like, he can destroy. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the interview with Mr. Mullis, or he may be doctor. I don't remember offhand, so I apologize. But with Kerry Mullis, I haven't seen the interview for a while. I haven't looked for it. It may no longer be available given the censorship that the truth has encountered from big tech. But if you can find it, look, and it will clear up a lot. But yes, Fauci deserves to hang. He has committed war crimes. He has murdered people. He has fomented and allowed other people to perpetuate crimes against the helpless and the oppressed. He deserves to hang. Will he? Probably not. We live in such a corrupt nation at every level, state, county, municipal, federal. Every single government in this country is entirely corrupt. They protect their own. They protect the powerful, not the weak. They protect the powerful from the weak, in fact. So unless patriots seize the initiative and go on record and step forward with violence, with weapons, because that's the only thing that defeats Marxists, with war, unless we seize the initiative, Fauci will not pay for his crimes.
Becky, there's no question. There's no question in my mind that Fauci's a war criminal.
Yes.
That Fauci has declared war on the American people.
Long ago.
There yeah. is no question that he's been doing this for decades.
Right.
Not nigh on to 50 years, ladies and gentlemen. The AIDS scandal proves it. The real Anthony Fauci book about him articulates much about what Becky speaks and other books, other articles. Even Robert Malone literally says, hey, this guy's a flat-out liar. And he's been lying forever, and we know it, and we don't know what to do with him, but we just shrug our shoulders, right? Fauci literally waits 2 years and then admits that there's an over-inflated number of children in hospitals with COVID, but they don't have COVID, really, or they have COVID, I guess, but they don't feel sick at all. So they're whatever you call it, asymptomatic. So they measure this, quote, unknown antibody or unknown, antibodies. They say, oh, my gosh, you got COVID because we see these, you know, your body trying to fight it. But yet these people are not even sick. They're kids. They're fine. They might have gone in the hospital for a broken leg or a car wreck. But since they test, quote, positive, fake positives aside, hey, they're now in there for COVID. And these numbers have been lying to the tune. Now they say over 1 million people have been affected in the United States with COVID. We don't know that. We don't even know if that's true. We haven't even isolated COVID. And then we run around and say, you've got antibodies against it. So we're convinced that COVID must be present. But yet then we know now they're planning to take the PCR tests even off the market because they know they don't work. They say we're going to reduce from 10 days to 5 days the quarantine recommendations from the CDC. And they say the reason that we're not going to test you before you go back like we used to is because, hey, the truth is the antibodies stay in your body for like 12 plus weeks. We'd have to have people down and out forever. Literally down and out forever stuff, right? And we can't have that, and so we can't do the testing. So they're admitting the testing numbers are bogus. They're admitting the hospital numbers are bogus. The more you're vaxxed, the more the cities are locked down. We talked about Puerto Rico, literally 85%+ vaccinated. Doesn't matter. Shut them down. New York City is struggling to keep going as the virus spikes. More than 80% of adults are vaccinated in New York City. It's absolutely melting down. Puerto Rico, as I mentioned, literally melting down. 75% in Puerto Rico are fully vaxxed. More than 2,100 government school districts have shut down for in-person learning because of the COVID. That's the only positive coming out of this thing. Hey, at least people aren't in government school to get indoctrinated more, for crying out loud. That's a blessing. Keep those suckers shut down forever is what I say. Anyway, Whoopi Goldberg and her team tested positive. They're all fully vaxxed. And they're like, oh, man, I'm glad my symptoms are mild because I've been vaxxed. Well, it isn't because you've been vaxxed. The symptoms are mild because the latest strain is more mild. Don't lie to me like I'm Judge Judy. Stop already. Anyway, I want to talk to Becky about my prediction for 2022. Hang tight. Becky Akers with me. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced Tuesday he initiated another probe into possible illegal ballot harvesting in the 2020 election. True the Vote submitted a complaint and digital data evidence to Raffensperger's office on November 30th. On the COVID-19 front, the United States will buy 20 million doses of Pfizer's COVID pill. That's doubling the previous order. Tennis star Novak Djokovic was granted a COVID vaccine medical exemption on Tuesday and will play in the Australian Open. And the new CDC guidelines changing isolation from 10 days to 5 days does not include getting a test after the isolation. Dr. John Brownstein from Boston's Children's Hospital on ABC News.
This is all about the fact that there's just not enough tests. They do work to identify contagiousness. The reality is if every American had access to, say, 5 tests at home, we really wouldn't be having this conversation.
USA Radio News.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
As many sports teams in America use the names of Native American ancestry, political pressure has the Cleveland baseball team changing its name very soon, and the Washington football team dropped their name altogether. It has been announced the Washington, D.C. football team has come up with a new name.
The Washington football team is set to unveil a new team name and logo next month. The NFL franchise making the announcement on Tuesday in a letter written by the team's president. While Jason Wright didn't give a hint as to what the team name will be, he did say the team will not be called the Red Wolves or the Wolves. The team has been known as the Washington football team since 2020 after retiring the Redskins name and logo. The new team name and logo will be revealed on February 2nd. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Good news for the James Webb Telescope. Controllers on Tuesday completed the deployment of the Space Observatory Sun Shield successfully. USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Becky's ready to go to arms, man. She's ready to pick up the weapons and start firing back and have a full-on civil war. Right, Becky?
Well,
I'm not ready for that, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I don't say it lightly, Sam. It's just that all experience hath shown, as well as all history, that you cannot remove Marxists from power unless you shoot them out of it. You know, there's that popular meme about socialism. You can vote your way in, but you have to shoot your way out. And that is so very true about an even deeper form of socialism, Marxism. So,
well, and this is a, sorry to interrupt. This is a really important discussion to have for Americans to really think through. And one of the things that I really believe is vital about Liberty Roundtable Live is that we can discuss these things. What other people do is they melt down and they go, we can't even talk to Becky. She's crazy. She wants to kill everybody. See, that's a lie. That's a misrepresentation of what she's saying. What she's saying, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to articulate her view because I believe I'm open-minded enough and fair enough, and I'm not afraid of my own beliefs enough to where, you know what, I can entertain her thoughts and not melt down. I don't have to take what she says and manipulate it into an unfair attack. I can listen to what she's saying, and I can agree with the point that she's making. Now, we might have different tactics of how to solve it, right? That's another discussion we can have. But the reality is, here's what I hear Becky saying. And Becky, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I'm trying to teach people how to learn to dialogue, how to learn to respect one another. We don't have to melt down. We can disagree and be agreeable in doing so. We cannot take advantage of someone because of their words. We don't have to try to dig a pit for our neighbor. We don't have to do any of those things. We can listen and learn. You got 2 ears and 1 mouth, as I was taught growing up. Learn to use them proportionally. Well, it didn't work for me. I joke. I'm just saying that we need to learn to listen to one another. And here's what I see Becky saying, Becky. You're saying, listen, I don't want war. I'm a peaceful person. I believe in the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. And I'd love to go back to God being our leader and God's laws being our laws, rather than government bureaucrat thugs being our leaders with a gazillion man-made laws that go against God's laws. And you know what? I support peaceful living together. I want to live and let live, if you will. And I want to be peaceful and I want to be self-determining. And I don't want government to get in my way to do that. I want to be free. I want to be left alone. And I want to be free to make my own negotiations, my own contracts. I want to live my own life and not be interfered with. And I believe we could do that, but these thugs have decided they will not leave me alone. These thugs have decided that they will lord over me and replace God's law with man's law temporarily. And I simply will not stand for it. And sadly, history shows there is no other way. Not that you want it, but they have brought on a war. And you're merely saying it's our duty to defend, as our founding fathers did, what we know to be true and right. And the longer we wait before we do that duty, the worse it gets for us and the harder it will be, the more blood it will take to bring back our freedoms. The sooner we act boldly, nobly, independently, the less blood actually will be shed. So really, your move is a peaceful one, even though it may not sound like it. Is that a fair assessment of what you're saying?
Yes, Sam. It's as though we are walking down a dark alley at 11 o'clock at night, and a thug leaps out, holding a gun on us, wants to rob us. Do we just sit there and cower and say, oh, you know, I'm a peaceful person. I can't respond to this. I'll just have to let him kill me and take my money. Or do we say, look.
Or hold on, let me use one more anecdote. Or you're walking by and you won't render aid to someone else in trouble because you're like, I don't want to get involved.
Exactly. Or do we recognize this is a situation of self-defense? We are long, long, long past the point at which our revolutionary ancestors would have taken up arms. If you read the Declaration and the indictments against George III, they're pretty mild compared to what's going on now. Even on his worst day, George III didn't come anywhere near the tyranny that American governments routinely exercise and have exercised. This is not recent. This goes back probably 100 years. But ever since the progressive movement took over America, tyranny has increased at every level, state, county, federal, municipal. Every level of American government has tyrannized its taxpayers. And when you reflect that all their money comes from us, and they use it to further tyrannize us, to further enslave us, our revolutionary ancestors would not have tolerated this. They went to war over far, far, far less than the average American serfs tolerate in 1 hour. Okay? The idea that you should have a permission from the state to get into a car you own and drive it on roads your taxes have paid for, they would have gone to war over that alone. And yet Americans accept this as a matter of course. Nobody thinks about it. The only discussion is whether or not we can make the DMV a more efficient operation. Okay? Let's get to COVID. No one among the revolutionary generation would have ever ceded to government the right to decide medical opinions for one individual, let alone for an entire society. George Washington came under a lot of fire because he decreed that the military would enforce smallpox vaccination. Okay, now smallpox, in contrast to COVID, has a 30% fatality rate. Okay, smallpox epidemics regularly swept 18th century America and the British as well, okay? They decimated many Indian tribes, these epidemics. So Washington decreed that his fighting force would be inoculated so that they could not succumb, since he was having enormous problems raising enough men to fight the well-funded and professional British Army, the few folks he could convince to come out and starve and freeze with him, he was absolutely determined to protect from an early death to smallpox. And he came under enormous fire for this sort of tyranny. How dare he? Okay? Smallpox in those days, you know, there was a lot of idea that if you got it and the Lord wanted you to live, you would. So that was one reason why people were so very opposed to any authority saying that a certain group had to be inoculated. All right. But for him to have possibly entertained the notion that he could tell Americans as a whole, I mean, he would have been lynched. And let me say, Washington was held in such veneration in the 18th century that but a single move like that, what are we tolerating now? We are sitting here supinely while the government deprives our fellow citizens of their jobs because they won't accept a jab for a disease that kills 0.0005% of its victims. This is insanity.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, even mainstream people, for the most part, like Ben Carson, well-known surgeon, okay, Dr. Robert Malone, mainstream, both of these doctors are for vaccines. I disagree with them on that point, but I'm gonna commend them when they're right. I'm going to disagree with them when they're, in my view, wrong, which I have every right to do, okay? But even Ben Carson is saying, I don't know why we would vaccinate little children. Little children, for the most part, have minimal likelihood of any issue, very minimal risk, but yet we don't even have a handle on what the experimental vaccines will do in the onset and later down the line. We don't have any idea. And he literally says, why would we ever do that? This is mainstream Ben Carson, who believes in vaccines. Surgeon. This is mainstream Robert Malone, who is a vaccine guy his whole life. He's even taken the vaccine. He's so into it, right? But these guys are even having their moral code affected now, going, what on earth are we doing? It's that egregious, ladies and gentlemen. And so when Becky's ready to call for arms, I'm not ready to call for arms yet. And I can articulate why here in a minute. But what I want to do is fairly articulate her point when she says there's no other way. And even though she would love to have peace and be left alone, they are not willing to let that happen. So let's be clear who the aggressor is. It is not Becky. However, Becky is saying, you know what? We cannot tolerate this anymore. The longer we tolerate it, the worse it gets. And really, the more violence there will be. I mean, are we going to have to wait till 10 million people are killed with COVID by these criminals that built this in a lab, that literally created gain-of-function research and then released it on the world on purpose? Are we going to let them continue a, quote, soft war and kill us all? Or are we going to stand up and put criminals in prison? Or more if we're forced to. They're the aggressors is the point. When we come back, I want Becky to respond. I want to be able to get her whole argument out without being assaulted or sideswiped. I want her to be able to make her whole point. Let's do it. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. Hang tight, folks.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission, morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Becky Akers on your radio. We're talking about what needs to be done with the tyrannical thugs. Most of them are not even elected, ladies and gentlemen. They're appointed. And the elected ones, there's allegations of vote fraud everywhere. Now, what's funny is they try to say, come on, Trump, there's no vote fraud. But yet the Democrats complained of vote fraud in 2016 and still believe the 2016 election was vote fraud. So both sides of the aisle, when it comes to the other side, or whenever they win, they say there was no fraud. Whenever they lose, they say there's fraud. Both sides are a bunch of dishonest thugs about it. There's been election fraud forever in the country. You guys think this is new? This ain't anything new. And Becky's really saying that. You know what? We're well down the road here, folks, about some of these things. And so Becky wants to be peaceful, but she's merely saying they will not leave us alone. And if they're going to just go ahead and unleash COVID on us, creating it in a lab for gain-of-function research and then intentionally releasing it, they're in bed with the communist Chinese in doing so. Your Anthony Fauci literally funded the communist Chinese and then lied to Congress about gain-of-function research and more. They claim it was in a meat, you know, market or whatever else for a year. Then we prove that bogus in that Fauci even knew it because of his emails. 2 years later, they're telling you the tests are completely bogus, right? You literally got New York Governor Kathy Hochul running around saying, oh, yeah, our counts are off on the vote. Our counts are off on the vaccine hospitalizations. Think about this. Literally admits COVID hospitalizations are overcounted. Now, listen, her top health official confess that she even literally manipulated the results, folks. Why? She misled parents to promote vaccinations of kids. This is, as Becky says, criminal as all get out. Art Moore, WND.com, if you need the details of that article, ladies and gentlemen. But literally, you got this whacked out governor, New York Governor Kathy Hochul. And she's got her top health advisor that literally faked the numbers. Got caught doing it. If you break your leg and you go into the hospital and you test positive for corona, they say you're there because of corona. Corona hospitalizations. They're filling the beds. It's just getting crazy. Lie. The kid might not even be sick. The kid may be completely asymptomatic. The antibodies may be 12 weeks plus after the kid even had it, if they even did. We don't even know. But now they acknowledge that the number of hospitalizations due to COVID-19 has been flat out overstated. This is 2 years later, ladies and gentlemen, after they tell you that a million people are dead almost. Right? What the heck's going on? New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul. Now they say we're going to have different statistics. Those that clarify when you went into the hospital because of COVID, or if you went into the hospital, but you just happened to have COVID. They're going to go ahead and straighten that out for you now. Yeah, they always want to be honest with New Yorkers about how bad this is. She lies. They're dishonest. Okay? They've done it on purpose and they got caught. And now what they're trying to do is come clean, but not go to prison or worse over it. They're outright lying. They say this. Are Democrats outright lying about everything with regard to COVID? See, what a political hack statement from those who are Republicans. I changed the statement. I don't want to hear if Republicans or if Democrats or this or that. What I want to do is change it and say this. Is government outright lying when it comes to everything COVID-related? And the answer is a clear, resounding, unfortunate affirmative. Yes. And that's really the problem here. So are we going to just allow a soft war where they just kill us all with COVID and pretend they're, you know, in these white suits, but yet they're murdering people? Or at what point do we then chase these people out of office and try them for treason? Or in wartime, if it is really wartime, even greater action. Now, don't misunderstand the point. We're not calling for that action because we want it. Becky's merely saying, and again, I want her to speak on this herself. Becky's saying, we have no choice left. I'm saying I think there's a few options left before we go to that level because we don't want to be painted as the aggressors. The founders did everything they could in the Declaration of Independence to document to a candid world their position. And I think that they proved that their stance was just and necessary. I'm going to say that again. They've proved beyond the shadow of a doubt to God and to a candid world that their cause was just and necessary. The question is, if we're there yet, Becky would say, we're way beyond there, folks. Becky, if I don't mean to just talk forever and not let you talk, but is that in context in your mind?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. I want to emphasize, we did not get to this level of tyranny solely because of COVID. The totalitarianism in this country has been building for better than a century. There weren't very many, or there wasn't a robust rejection of progressivism at the end of the 19th and turn of the 20th century. Progressives managed to infiltrate virtually all institutions of American life over the next century. They ruined academia. They ruined the churches. There are so many churches now that are completely Marxist. Okay, and let's remember that's what a progressive is. He believes in the theories of Karl Marx. He wants society pitted against itself. He wants government overriding all private and voluntary choice. All of us are to obey a totalitarian government without question. Our economics will be communist. The government will decide how much we need, and we will get that accordingly. We will work when the government tells us to, without question. So this is the vision of progressives, and they have managed to dominate this country. People have not stood up against them. Patriots have been shamed and slunk away when they were denounced as racist and all kinds of other nonsense because progressives set the terms of the debate. Is there any way out now that they are threatening and are, in fact, taking away livelihoods as well as imprisoning political dissidents such as the January 6th Patriots? Okay, you have Congress and Pelosi just whooping it up over the fact that these nonviolent, unarmed men, for the most part, some women, were captured on January 6th after being enticed into the Capitol by corrupt Capitol Police.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there is an incredible article in Revolver Magazine, actually a series of articles that break this down like nobody's business. And we normally have Chris Carlson on Fridays for 1 hour. But what we've done is we've moved him to Thursday. Tomorrow, we've kind of swapped him and a couple of other guests. So tomorrow, Chris Carlson will be with us for 2 hours, and we will break down, as we did several weeks ago, the first articles coming out of Revolver. Revolver.news is the place. And we're going to break down this second one. It's even worse. As Becky alluded to, they literally lured innocent Americans into a trap, then blamed it on them and called them terrorists when most of them were unarmed and all they wanted was Congress to listen. Let's please look at this vote thing to make sure that it's honest and accurate. And that peaceful attempt by hundreds of thousands of Americans went all wrong. And now those who perpetuated and perpetrated the crimes are running around free. We have them documented on video and virtually named. But yet all the guys that went into the Capitol and didn't really mean any harm or were there for goofy reasons at best, they're all in prison now as political prisoners. This is the kind of stuff. So when you literally create a virus and then release it on the American people and literally almost a million people are dead, as they claim. And then you literally lure people into the Capitol like they're doing. And I've got even more about this. We'll talk about it more. But this is, they've literally declared war on us already. And when we continue second hour, we'll talk about more about this school situation. You've got literally perverted sex being taught in schools, communist principles, critical race theory, and parents are waking up to this and going, whoa, hold on. This isn't what I wanted for my kid. This isn't what I expected in my school. Let me go down to the school board and see if we can discuss this. And they get there and they meet hostile, warlike resistance, which is, you're not coming in. Oh, yes, we are. We're the parents. We're allowed to be at this public meeting. No, you're not. And they literally call the cops and they arrest parents and they call parents terrorists. And they literally took this terrorism claim in your government school boards to the national government school, you know, associations, all the way up to the federal government, all the way up to the Justice Department. And the Justice Department, in bed with the FBI and others, literally said, parents are terrorists. Okay, this is how far it's become. Becky, I'm just trying to really highlight your point. This has gone way too far.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As I said numerous times before, our founding generation would be shocked if they saw what we're putting up with. They would say, are you men or are you little amoebas that can't fight back? I mean, they nipped it in the bud. They saw where it would go. And they didn't permit a tiny, tiny, tiny little tax. Okay? We have 30 to 60, 70% of our incomes confiscated by these thieves, and we don't say boo to a goose over it? It is incomprehensible. We allow a government that does nothing but legislate our interests to rob us on virtually every economic transaction. Go out there and try and buy anything. And much of your money is going to go to pay off government thieves who did nothing but interfere in the smooth flow of commerce. Okay, go buy a can of soup. Go buy a gallon of gas. What did the government do to facilitate the manufacture of that can of soup? Okay, it got in the way. It hobbled the manufacturer with multiple regulations and ditto for the gasoline companies, okay? And yet we are expected to pay for this enslavement. I have frequently mentioned, Sam, how I saw a T-shirt at the very beginning of the COVID scam. And I just love it. I wish I'd taken a picture of the guy and found it online, but it basically said our forefathers would be done stacking the bodies by now. Now, I saw this in maybe April or May of 2020, okay? And I had to agree wholeheartedly. They would never have allowed tyranny to progress to this. They wouldn't have allowed it to progress to the levels it was at in 1930. They wouldn't have allowed it to progress to the levels it was at in 1890. We tolerate basically totalitarianism. The government is intruding into every aspect of our life. There is no detail of your day too small for some nosy bureaucrat to come and decide it's his place to tell you what to do. And he can substitute his judgment on what's best for you and your kids in place of yours. This is insanity. This is totalitarianism. And generally, the only way you get rid of nosy busybodies like this is by shooting them.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time this hour. When we get back, I want to discuss this in more detail, because this is really where America is at. We're on the brink for sure. And you know what? Here's the real question. I've been calling for peace for 25 plus years on the radio. I'm the guy that says we follow the Prince of Peace. I'm the guy that says we want restoration, not revolution. I've been saying it forever. Now Becky's literally calling for guns on the radio. Are they going to say that I'm calling for guns? Or are they going to say honestly that I'm willing to exercise the First Amendment openly, honestly, fairly, with respect and dignity, huh? We'll find out.